discuss doing God's work, Canadian arrested over sale of poison to suicidal individuals online. By Peter Cattle on May 3, 2023. A Canadian man has been arrested by police after allegedly selling poison to suicidal individuals online. Kenneth Law, of Mississauga, Ontario, has reportedly been arrested by police in relation to the deaths of at least two individuals. With it being alleged that the man sold a poisonous substance online to individuals contemplating suicide. Law has since been charged with two counts of counseling or aiding suicide. The reports have also suggested that the man may also be linked to a string of four deaths in the UK. With one newspaper claiming that Law boasted about sending packages to a great many countries worldwide. In a press release issued by Canada's Peel Regional Police Force, Law is suspected of having distributed and marketed the substance online to target individuals at risk of self-harm. With the force listing sodium nitrate as one poison allegedly sent in the post to vulnerable individuals by the Canadian. The force reportedly suspects that as many as 1,200 packages had been sent by various companies operated by Law, with shipments being made to over 40 different countries, though it remains unknown how many of these packages actually contain poison. Authorities are reportedly asking the general public to keep an eye out for packages originating from the companies Imtime Cuisine, Ambusier, Academic/Academic, Escape Mode/ESC Mode and IceMac. Contact your local police service immediately if they or someone they know has received a shipment from one of the firms, members of the police service said. Although Law has been arrested in relation to two deaths in the Peel region of Canada, a report from UK newspaper The Times has alleged that a number of deaths in the UK may also be attributable to the individual. According to allegations published by the news outlet, at least four young people in the UK have died after being products from one of Law's websites. In an investigation into the man's activities, an undercover reporter contacted Law about purchasing a poison. The Canadian reportedly responded, eventually instructing the reporter on how to properly prepare and take the poison. When asked about how many others had died after taking his poison, Law told the reporter that many, 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 many across the world had died. People in the UK have died, people in the US have died, people in Canada have died, and other parts of the world. He reportedly said, also claiming to have sent hundreds of packages to people in the UK. They often say that I do God's work, which is really way too much, he reportedly added. I'm much more humble and modest than that. He also told the undercover reporter that all communication he had with Law should be destroyed prior to using the poison, though reportedly adding that he did not fear being brought over to the UK to answer for helping people to kill themselves. They're not going to bring me over to the UK for this, he allegedly said. It's too small. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.